USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly 1 million Americans have already voted in the 2020 election, several times the number that voted early in 2016, with the vast majority being cast by Democrats. That's according to the U.S. Elections Project. President Trump said on Monday that he has paid millions of dollars in taxes, but was entitled to depreciation and tax credits, adding that he was extremely under-leveraged and suggesting that he may release financial statements that would show all of his assets in debt. As far as if the president's tax returns are a big issue with voters, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells ABC's The View,
I don't think it's an issue that frankly impacts a whole lot of Americans. As I talk to people in Texas, the number one issue everyone is worried about is jobs. They want to reopen small businesses.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden continuing with debate prep on Monday. Meanwhile, Senator Kamala Harris is in North Carolina. Despite many states requiring people to wear masks when out in public, the number of coronavirus cases continues to rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
21 U.S. states now seeing spikes in COVID-19 cases, and it has health experts warning of an even more deadly fall and winter because of COVID-19 combined with the normal seasonal flu. And Dr. Anthony Fauci is among those concerned, saying this morning,
I hope not, but we very well might start seeing increases in deaths. That's really something that I had discussed some time ago. It's something you don't want to be in a position like that as the weather starts getting cold.
He spoke on Good Morning America, one coronavirus model showing the U.S. could see as many as 3,000 deaths a day by late December.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
After a rough game won against the New Orleans Saints, Tom Brady has led the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to two straight victories. Brady, in his first year with the team after spending his entire career with the New England Patriots. Jeff Benedict is author of a new book titled The Dynasty, which deals a lot with the Patriots and their six Super Bowl wins over the Brady, Belichick, and Kraft years, tells USA Radio News he expected Brady to do well in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going amazingly well for him at his age to be going to a brand new organization after spending 20 years in the same system up in New England. It seems like each week down there, he's gotten better. And the team, the offense has got more in sync. It's really remarkable to see him doing that at this point in his career.
Major League Baseball wrapped up their shortened regular season amid the coronavirus pandemic, and now the postseason will begin on Tuesday. Major League Baseball has expanded the postseason from 10 to 16 teams starting in 2020, giving more than half the teams a chance at a World Series crown. The Division Series, League Championship Series, and World Series will be played at neutral sites in Southern California and Texas. The World Series beginning October 20th at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. The first round matchups will be a best of three series called the Wild Card Series. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.